Moose season is underway, and hunters are reminded that 50 is 50. And the Haynes Brewing Company starts pouring in its new location. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. The Haynes Brewing Company has started pouring its Dalton Trail Pale Ale and Lookout Stout at a new, much bigger location. The brewery opened the doors Monday at its new Main Street facility after about 16 years in Dalton City in the Haynes Fairgrounds. As KHNS's Emily Files reports, the brewery owners say the spot has been a long time coming.
Well, this is the tap room, and you're standing next to our row of tap lines of 12 taps right through the wall from our walk-in cooler.
Paul Wheeler is co-owner of the brewery, and to celebrate the occasion, he brewed up a special drink. It's number one on tap.
Oh, well, we have the brand new ale, the expansion ale. It's New Hoppenin's on Main Street. And it's basically a strong red ale with a little aggressive hop character to it. So it's real fun to have that.
Wheeler and co-owner Jeannie Kitayama started the brewery in 1999.
Well, I drew up a five-year business plan at the very beginning. That 5 years was supposedly the expansion. I was supposed to move out of Dalton City within that 5 years. Well, that's 11 years ago.
Wheeler says the Dalton City spot was a great place to start, but...
Well, if you've been there, you know, it's just the cramped quarters. It just always has been.
The original location's tasting room had a 12-person capacity. The new one allows for 49 people, not including the beer garden the brewery is still working to construct. The production area is also about four or five times bigger.
Oh, it's just going to give us a little more breathing room in the summertime. We are at our maximum production in the old facility, and we can't make any more. This new facility will allow us to sell outside of Haynes all year round.
Right now, the brewery produces about 375 barrels of beer a year. Wheeler says the added space, along with some new equipment they plan to purchase, will allow them to double their production. Although he doesn't see them growing that much right away.
Well, our philosophy is staying the local brewery. We built this brewery back in 99 as the Haynes Brewing Company, which is local. And the beautiful thing of traveling is finding little jewels that you can't get at home.
So how does it feel to leave the building where everything started? The Dalton City Brewery is even on the company's logo.
Oh, yeah, it's totally bittersweet. It's been fun out at Dalton City. It's been just a very comfortable atmosphere.
Kitayama says she was ready for the new facility.
Definitely. Yeah, it was a small space, and it's definitely nice to be in a brand new place.
She says she was a little worried about the move.
Well, I'm finally excited about it because all the way up to this point was more of a worry, but today is fun. Today is exciting.
It's just perfect for Haynes.
Artie Miller is a Haynes resident and self-professed beer nerd. She and her husband Rob are drinking the expansion ale to celebrate.
How's it taste?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a good sort of medium strong ale. It's got a nice bitter finish, but not too puckery, and a really nice malt balance. It's just a wonderful beer.
The Millers say they're glad the brewery will be able to make more of the product they love, and they might be stopping by more often.
For everyone, it's just going to be more convenient because no matter where you live around here, you always have to come into town to do your grocery shopping, get your mail, and they're right here.
Cheers to that. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.
Hunters packed up their guns and gear and headed out Tuesday, the first day of moose hunting season, hoping for a big bull to fill the freezer. The Haynes area, also known as Game Management Unit 1D, allows Tier 2 permit hunting for moose. Tier 2 permits are used to engage in subsistence hunts when permits cannot be provided to all eligible residents. Applications are scored based on income, years lived in the area, and other factors to determine eligibility. Each year, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game issues about 250 permits in the Haynes area. Hunters can apply for next year's permit from November 1st through mid-December this year. Of the permits issued, about 170 people actually hunted last year, according to Fish and Game. Hunters are required to turn in their reports regardless if they hunt or not. Area management biologist Stephanie Sell spoke to hunters last week at a meeting hosted by Fish and Game. The gathering focused on legal antler configurations. But Sell says Haynes hunters are usually the good guys when it comes to taking legal moose.
I never really have a concern when it comes to Haynes. When you start get into southern southeast Alaska, that's when you start getting to the weirder and the weirder antler configurations. Haynes is one of those areas where you do have a lot of influence from the interior and from Canada as well. So you have a couple different subspecies of moose happening here. So you do get those three brow tiners and you do get those larger bulls. Are they going to be huge like you would see in Fairbanks, like 7 inches wide? Probably not, but we had a 62 and a quarter taken about 2 or 3 years ago now.
The goal of the talk, she says, was to inform hunters about antler restrictions to avoid any non-legal moose being harvested. In Game Unit 1D, spike forks, 3 brow tine, and 50-inch racks are legal. The idea behind the antler-restricted hunts is to preserve the prime breeding bulls while allowing hunters to take younger or older males.
I think the main point is just to make sure that people take the time to watch the bull. That's what this harvest is about. I know that I've heard a lot of different stories from hunters and they're all super excited on how close they have to get. And they're like, oh God, you know, I saw this one bull. Chances are somebody down the road saw the same thing, like comparing notes in a coffee shop. So it's always super fun and just the buzz of moose season. And Haynes, it's something I really enjoy and I'm going to miss it a lot.
Sell recently took over as the Fish and Game Area Wildlife Biologist for Northern Southeast Alaska, with Carl Koch stepping in as the Assistant Area Biologist in Haynes and Skagway. At the meeting last week, the common thread throughout the discussion was, if in doubt, don't shoot.
We don't want to take stuff like this away from people, but 50 is 50. So we will try to measure it, but I can't stretch antlers to make them longer, so...
Hunters and interested parties can get updates on the harvest at the Fish and Game office on the Haynes Highway. The moose population in Haynes fluctuates from year to year, with upwards of 700 or so hanging around in the 1960s. These days, Sell estimates between 250 and 300 moose in the Chilkat Valley. Last season, 20 legal and 2 sublegal moose were harvested. Earlier this month, the Alaska State Troopers put out a statement reminding hunters to report any sublegal moose. Troopers acknowledge that mistakes happen, but when a sublegal moose is shot, the hunter may be subject to criminal penalties. However, the penalty is reduced if the hunter self-reports. In most situations, Alaska State Troopers will recommend that fines be consistent with self-reporting cases in other areas of the state and the illegal take be resolved as a violation instead of a criminal offense. Troopers say in the last 2 years, the most prevalent cases are sublegal antlers and horns as well as waste cases. They say it will always be worse for the hunter if they leave the animal to waste. If hunters are caught and convicted of wasting a big game animal, the mandatory minimum fine is $2,500 and 7 days in jail. Additionally, hunters typically lose their equipment, such as rifles, ATVs, boats, and airplanes used in the hunt. Salvaged meat, hide, antlers, or horns will be seized, as according to Alaska law, animals taken unlawfully are the property of the state. The meat is usually donated to a charitable organization, but may be kept as evidence. Hide, horns, or antlers will be retained by the troopers. The moose hunting season in Game Management Unit 1D began on Tuesday and goes until October 7th. One of the most anticipated events of the fall for many Alaskans is just around the corner. Nope, it's not moose season, we already talked about that. The announcement for the 2015 Permanent Fund Dividend Amount. The announcement will be made at 10 a.m. on Monday, according to the Office of Governor Bill Walker. Last year's dividend check was $1,884. Many expect this year's payout to be higher. The Alaska Dispatch News and KTUU both estimate dividends in the area of $2,100. Also, an update on the Haynes moose hunt. 3 moose have been harvested so far, 1 spike fork and 2 3-brow tiners. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.